Hello, my audio boo friends. It's October 1st, and earlier on today, I did my number 2 octaver for the month. So I'm actually ahead 1. And I hope by tonight to be ahead by 2. I actually plan on doing octaver number 3 tonight, if possible. The topic for the 3rd of October, brought to us by, again, wonderful Sassy Cat, is emotions and what music drives our emotions. And there's a couple of questions in there that I'm not exactly sure how I'm going to answer. I may not answer them at all, but I really want to, because there's some important points. I'll have to see. I'll play it by ear tonight if I decide to fire up the microphone. I do have work tomorrow at the office. And I do try to get a good night's sleep before work the next day. I don't know if you can hear, but there's a furnace beside me. I'm in my subterranean abode. In fact, it's my subterranean drum studio. That's a long story, but any of you familiar with electronic drum kits, when you hit them and you don't have a pair of headphones on or the thing isn't plugged into an amplifier, all you hear, well, hang on, let me show you. Let me just get a drumstick here in my office. And walk back to my basement. Well, I'm still in the basement. Okay, so I'm going to hit, this is my Yamaha DD65 electronic drum kit. I've spoken about this thing in the past. It's cute. It's actually sitting on a snare stand. It's got 3 little recesses underneath made specifically so that it'll fit any snare stand. So it's a nice way to keep it upright and stable. So if I hit it, so you can imagine that if I'm playing this thing, it can get very annoying because you don't hear the actual drumming. So what I'm doing is I'm bringing it down into the bowels of the basement as far down as I can go. It's sitting on a cement floor, and I'm going to put a carpet down, not so much to protect the snare drum feet or really for any kind of isolation. It's more so to do with the fact that once I've got the kickstand, which is right here, I'll play that too. And what that's actually a real kick pedal. Kick drum pedal, and it's hitting a Yamaha, I don't even know what the thing's called now, I've forgotten, it's been so long, but it's basically the bass drum trigger for the DD65. There's a wire and it plugs into the back of the DD65, triggering the bass drum. On the other side is the hi-hat pedal. Let me just move this out of the way here. It's sitting on top of a wire at the moment. If I can get it down on the ground. And you'll hear the squeaky bit from the hi-hat pedal. Oh, it's not squeaking anymore. That's good. Yeah. So obviously, if I'm riding, you know, if I'm playing the ride cymbal, the ride pad, okay, and then I'm hitting the bass drum, anyway, you get the message. It can be quite annoying to hear all these ticks and tocks and bangs and without actually hearing the underlying cymbals and ride cymbal, crash cymbals, and hi-hat and everything else that accompanies it. So, coming down here, I'm going to put it, like I said, I'm going to put a carpet down. And what the carpet will actually do is help keep the kick pedal and the drum, the kick drum, from moving around. It tends to move around as I'm playing. So if the drum throne that I have, two of the feet sit on the carpet, and then the bass drum sits on the carpet as well, and it's got some teeth underneath, so it gets a good grip. So it's not going anywhere. So as long as I'm sitting down, keeping the carpet still, the kick drum isn't going anywhere, and everything's honky-dory. So that's what I'm doing. But right at the moment, what I'm doing is I'm actually putting in a socket, 110-volt socket. Here in Canada, we use 110 volts. And I'm wiring it up to an outlet that's not too far away so that I can actually have a place to plug in the DD65. At the moment, there is no plug anywhere near the DD65. And yes, I could use an extension cord, but some of you may know, this room is the one that's prone to flooding. So I'm not exactly sure how I'm going to do this. I guess it's going to be a semi-permanent setup. So when I'm playing something, or I know I'm going to be laying down a drum track, I'll put down the carpet, put the drum in here. And when I know that I won't be playing for a while, then I'll take it out again. It's not the ideal setup, but it beats it being in my office where it used to be before, because my office has a floating floor, and it's actually a raised floor. I'm walking on it now. Thing is, it's hollow. And so when I'm hitting, it tends to resonate and then amplify those ticks and tocks I was talking about. So what I'm trying to do is minimize. There's going to be two doors between myself, the drums, and the upstairs part of the house. So that should mitigate most of the sound problems. Eventually I'll isolate and insulate the ceiling down here in the basement. Hopefully I can further insulate the sounds. Because unfortunately I've got an air intake which is right above the drums. I just realized this. And it's just the metal, here I'll hit it, you'll hear it's just the metal ductwork. And I don't think it's insulated. So what might happen is the sound will bounce off that sound will go up, hit this, and actually resonate through the house. So I'm going to have to see. I'm going to have to do some tests and see how well I can carry this off. But this is my continuing struggles with trying to play drums, which has been the most difficult part. Everything else, guitar or any other kind of mixing I'm doing is, you know, the signals are internal. And I only hear it through the headphones, so it's not really a problem. There's no real sound making. My electric guitar or my electric bass are pretty quiet when I play them, plugged into a pair of headphones, or rather plugged into my mixer and then, you know, with my headphones in there, nobody really hears anything. But the drums have been the biggest problem. So I'm still working on it, and hopefully I'll get something done. I had purchased an actual Roland V-drum snare, because it's got a mesh on it, so it's a little bit quieter when you play it. The only problem is the signal coming out of that unit is not strong enough to drive the DD65. When I did try it, I could barely, I mean, I'd have to whack that thing to get any kind of sound triggered on the DD65. So the next step might be to buy or make an amplifier and amplify the signal coming out of the snare to trigger the DD65, because all the piezo transducers do is just pick up the impact. They don't really make the sound. The sound is produced by the computer chip in the DD65. So the piezo, all I need to do is amplify the sound. I don't care about distortion, really. It doesn't matter. As long as the computer in the Yamaha DD65 picks up the signal, that's all that counts. So I'm looking at maybe amplifying it with a simple circuit. See if that can do something. A little bit more gain, and that might work. I'll keep you all posted. This has been a long-standing project of mine. Thanks for listening, and look forward to my next Octaver number 3. It's either going to be later on tonight, perhaps tomorrow. Catch you later.